This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. We have been talking today about the tragic situation that has unfolded in Avon over the last 24 hours. As you know, yesterday, a Fulton County Sheriff's Deputy, Troy Chisholm, was shot and killed while responding to a call in rural Avon. It turned out to be a tragic event, a lot of media, a lot of police presence as well. And we were down there for a while between last night and today. And one of those who spent a good amount of time there since yesterday is my friend Matt Sheehan, who is a reporter for WMBD-TV in Peoria. And he's kind enough to take a few minutes in between reports tonight for WMBD and sister stations around the state to talk to us. Matt, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, Will, thank you for having me.
I wanted to start first. You spent a little bit of time at the house today in Avon, and I should say that prior to this, we heard the news conference from this morning announcing the arrest that was made. But you spent some time at that near that house today. What was that scene like?
Yeah, there's still a lot of police presence from the Illinois State Police. We basically were just subjected to the street. We couldn't get on property at all. Just for video purposes, there wasn't anyone there who could speak with us, but there were multiple, I'm talking maybe seven or eight Illinois State Police cars there, both at the edge of the driveway. It's in a very rural area, as you said, in Avon, a very long driveway. The house is kind of blocked by some woods. They do have some barn space as well as some silos there on their property. They have a lot of woods surrounding their house, and so I believe there was kind of some questions going around social media. Did he get out? Did he get to the woods? There was kind of some searches going on as well. But from what we know officially from Illinois State Police is that 42-year-old Nathan Woodring, you know, barricaded himself in his house at 5250 East Troy Road in Avon, and they got him out this morning around 8 o'clock, but the scene, like you said, again, just a lot of police presence. Mm-hmm. No one else was there, you know, media-wise. There were some people that kind of drove by and maybe looked at the scene a little bit, but that was really all there today.
In terms of where this house is at, we were talking a bit off the air from the little bit of time I spent today in Avon. There's like a Casey's, for example, toward the middle of the, I guess you would call it downtown area. Where is this house in relation to where, I guess, that area of the village is?
Sure. So you kind of have your main strip in Avon. We're actually currently right by that Casey's at the police department / city hall. Mm-hmm. This home is, it's about a good 15 minutes away from that area. It's actually a 13-minute drive.
Okay.
So it's not too close. There's some railroad tracks. There's actually a train about to go by right by where we're at on Main Street mm-hmm. in Avon. But yeah, you have to take Cortland Street a little bit out of town to get to this residence.
Okay. In addition to the squad cars, did you see anything else that indicated that maybe a standoff or this barricade situation or whatever had happened, you know, crime tape or anything like that?
No crime tape there at the moment. Just a lot of squad cars, some Illinois State Police outside of their cars talking, just kind of, securing the perimeter, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Not a super active scene, which, you know, we had yesterday, but just more of a probably investigating, looking at the scene, and making sure no one comes onto the property.
Yeah, I was going to say, how different was it today versus what you saw yesterday? I know initially, before all of us media types were sent to Fairview, you were somewhat close to the scene then, too, yesterday, right?
Right, absolutely. Yesterday was a whole different ball game. I mean, we were a good probably mile from the house, and we were just getting video. And next thing you know, I look over my left shoulder, and there's about six or seven SWAT team members just looking through the fields in Avon near Troy Road. Didn't know what they were looking for. You know, I was about to do a live shot for a 4 o'clock show, and we just see these SWAT members. And next thing you know, there's an Illinois State Police car rolling up to us and says, "Hey, you need to leave, and I'm not going to ask again. Like, leave immediately." Mm-hmm. And we knew something was up. We knew they were just doing their job and were trying to keep us safe as well as anyone else safe. And so we left and we went to the Fairview Fire Department, like you said. But yesterday was a completely different story. There was a life flight helicopter maybe a good half a mile ahead of where we were at. You could see it pretty well as Illinois State cars. And as well as Fulton County Sheriff's Department. And, I mean, what I've been hearing over the last day is that there was tons, I mean, dozens of different municipalities and different police officers there assisting, as well as even the Salvation Army, as well as some other organizations that are kind of helping out as well.
Yeah, they mentioned this morning that a host of those agencies and other services and even businesses have somehow provided support in the last 24 hours or so. You mentioned you saw today some folks maybe driving by, kind of looking at the scene and things like that. Have you had a chance to talk to any neighbors or passersby or anything like that in the last day or so?
Yeah, well, I have. Today I spoke with a gentleman. He's lived in Avon for about 8 years. Just about, is this something normal? Do you feel safe? And he says, you know, we do have some petty crimes out here, some little things here or there, but to shoot and kill a deputy is mind-blowing, is not normal. You know, it is very out of the ordinary for Fulton County, for Avon specifically. You know, I asked him, hey, do you feel safe? Do you feel unsafe? He said, just because this is such a rare moment that it doesn't make him feel unsafe, but that it's extremely unsettling. I mean, every person I have spoken to just gives their condolences to the family members, anybody that's been affected by this. I also spoke to another gentleman. He wanted to be unnamed, and he actually wanted his voice to be distorted on air as well, and so we respected his request there. Mm-hmm. But he, to keep it broad, you know, knew some people in the area that were very worried about the situation, and he couldn't get to them because of all the blockades, and he was very worried for them and their safety.
Sure.
Luckily, they are safe. Nothing happened. But he told me that the people that he knows had police come to their house and say, hey, you either need to stay here for the night or leave the area.
What did anybody you run into know the suspect that was arrested this morning? And anybody had any knowledge of him?
No one has said that they have. Again, it's 42-year-old Nathan Woodring, the man that barricaded himself in the house at 5250 East Troy Road. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a small town. It's a small community. And what I've been seeing on social media, and again, that's only on social media, so it's not anything official from any officials or anything, but people have been kind of aware of this house, and people have kind of been aware of things that have gone on in the past and commenting that a lot on our posts. So that's what I've been seeing regarding that. But anybody that I've spoken to on camera has not known this man.
Yeah, same situation sort of with us, too, although I would say that people who were willing to name the suspect before police did either got the gentleman's name very right or quite remarkably wrong. But that's probably another discussion for another day, but that's social media for you. All right, anything else before I wrap up, Matt, that you've been seeing or you've encountered today in your reporting?
Let me see. With the press conference that just happened at 10:30 this morning with Chief Jeff Standard from the Fulton County Sheriff's Office, he was very emotional. He's very hurt from everything that's been going on. I'm sure that you've talked about this on your broadcast, but just his condolences for the family and Deputy Chisholm. And basically, he talked about how Chisholm dedicated his life and his legacy will be forever remembered. And Will, just driving through different parts of Fulton County, and I've seen a lot of signs just talking about, you know, rest in peace, Deputy Chisholm, you know, prayers for family members, all this just left and right. And I was actually in Canton for a little bit today, speaking with people as well, and near the Walmart in Canton, there was just a line of people out with American flags for the processional that drove by to be there and pay their respects. So there's been a lot of community, a lot of outpour from the community, a lot of respect from the community, and a lot of support.
All right. Matt Sheehan, a reporter for WMBD-TV in Peoria and parts of the area you can't always get Channel 31. But Matt's reporting, I think, is also going to be seen today on Local 4 News, WHBF, and the Quad Cities, too. So that and other reporting around the area. Great job, as always, and thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Will.
And we will again continue to follow this story as more details become available, and especially as the suspect makes court appearances. And again, our sympathies to Deputy Chisholm and his family and to everyone in the Fulton County Sheriff's Department. Apparently, Deputy Chisholm spent some time as an EMT here in Galesburg before moving on to Fulton County and other jobs. So a lot of people here remember Deputy Chisholm as well. Stay tuned. We'll be back, and we'll get to Kim Komando and sports next on Galesburg's Evening News.